All right, brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles. And we're back in Philippians, that precious joy book, that joy letter of the Bible. And we'll just go ahead and read from the first verse, and we'll read the first seven verses. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always and in every prayer for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. What a wondrous encouragement. It's almost hard to get through it without praying to the Lord, constrain me, keep me sober, hallelujah, for my brothers and sisters' sake. But how could we not have a heart that truly is ravished reading this portion of Scripture? How much he loves us, and how the word is spoken to us so clearly by Jesus Christ today. But as we get into this tonight, last week we addressed verses 1 and 2, the sweet invitation. And now in verses 3 through 5, as we hit this, this is Paul's prayer of remembrance. And you think how sweet it is to be a Christian that brings such joy and such peace to the heart of other Christians. Think about that. What a joy. What a ravishing to Brother Paul's heart that these brothers and sisters were not only responding, they were living it, and they were living it in victory. And how wondrous that God is bringing this to us at this time. And you think of especially a saint like Brother Paul. Every remembrance, it says here, always and in every prayer. Now, he doesn't say this about any other group of believers, brothers and sisters. This is the only group that God encourages his heart to make mention of this. And you talk about a sweet savor, a sweet smelling sacrifice. As I read this, I think in the natural, these types of words between two people, the only two types of people that I could think of this being spoken to is a husband and a wife. And that's exactly what Paul is starting to prepare here by encouraging of the Holy Spirit. He's putting this in place, that this truly is the state of the heart, the love for the body that flows in the life of the readied wife. She's joyous. She's joyful. She is full of joy. The sweet remembrance of that peaceful heart, the harmony that comes through the life as it yields to God. There's no friction, as we rejoiced last night. Grace and peace. Amen. There's trials, but the full supplying and receiving of the grace of God goes on. And that gate, that run never changes. It doesn't matter if it's in the valley of the shadow of death. It doesn't matter if it's going into the heights with the hinds feet. Praise be to God, the gate is always the same. It's joyous. It's thankful because of the grace of God and knowing that calling that is upon that life. Now, everything the Holy Spirit places upon Brother Paul's heart for these saints, notice here, it's joy. And how precious to have a heart like that and to be that to the hearts of the family of God. You think about how pleasing it is to the Father. You think about how pleasing it is to the Son. You think of how pleasing it is to the saints of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We've heard it time and time again. We should be after being ones that are easy to love. Easy to love. Not try to be ones that are difficult to love or hard to get along with. Amen? Is it about your personality or is it about Christ in me? Come on. I think you're getting a little excited about this. Praise God. But how wonderful it is to be easy to love and to have ones rejoice over you. But notice this. It's not because of anything of you. It's all found in verse 5 there. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Listen to that. It's because of the fellowship in the gospel. There's nothing else. It's the gospel of Christ. And think about this for every relationship we have, not just for this meeting, brothers and sisters. This is in our homes. This is the problem with all of our relationships, if there is a problem between saints. Somebody has gotten off the fellowship of the gospel of Christ. Do you see this? I pray you know this. In your homes, the friction between a husband and a wife being Christians. Where is the foundation? Where is the standing with our children? Where is the foundation? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? Amen. And then here in this precious meeting, and saints of like precious faith, listen to it. Fellowship in the gospel. Anything else, brothers and sisters, that we base our fellowship on will end in ruin. And you know it. Because either you have experienced it in your own life or you have seen it play out time and time again. Fellowship who we are in Christ. Fellowship the gospel of Christ and it will never disappoint. Amen. Amen. He's hitting his full force tonight. What do you want? Are you a lover of the race? Are you a Philadelphia or a brotherly love saint? The lover of the race are the Philippians. Are we apprehending the grace to want to run? Or is this something that we're going to refuse? Come on now. It's wonderful. See, anything else that supplants this fellowship of the gospel, brothers and sisters, will hurt our walk. These saints, it was all about Jesus. It was all about Christ in us. It was all about meditating on the good report and the lovely and the true. They weren't occupied with the wrongs or the injustices or the gossip. Or any evil thing, it was always the Word of God. And especially Paul's gospel. They rejoiced in that wondrous fellowship. We're running for God's best. We're running to win Christ. Can you imagine the transformation of the children of God into the very mighty sons of God? Watching one another run and to run well and to know that it is Christ in us and us in Christ. How marvelous and wonderful. See, they never gave any liberty to the devil to get them off track. They never gave any liberty to the devil to get them off track. So many of God's precious people that know the truth don't want to be satisfied alone with the fellowship of the gospel of Christ. And that is when we get in trouble. See, dwelling on things that should be left behind will hurt you. It'll defeat your life. Dwelling on things, for that matter, that should have never been dug up in the first place will hurt your life and defeat you. This is a timely message for every single one of us here. For God to encourage us on. And if we're running well, let's keep these things in remembrance. I want to see us all win God's best. I wouldn't be here if He didn't put that upon my heart. But brothers and sisters, we are not appointed to wallow in the mire. We're not appointed to live in disgrace. We're appointed to rise up. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. We are. We don't need to go that way. That's the enemy's dealing. To try to defeat us again in personality, in things, forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. And press on. Amen. Press on. And if you don't, you'll never press on. You won't. You can try to fight it as much as you want. You can try to justify it in your mind while you continue to dwell on something. But God help you, because you're not fighting against anybody. You're fighting against God. And you will not win. You will not. And most importantly, you won't win Him. But let's rejoice and give Him praise for the ones that by grace bring the cold cup of water again and again and again. Praise the Lord. I want to be that kind of a saint. Don't you? Don't you want to be the ones that will that are there to restore and to bring the salve? I do. It's not easy sometimes, is it? Because sometimes you're done wrong. Sometimes you're despitefully used. Are you thankful for Christ's sake? Or are you feeling sorry for yourself? See, that's the barometer. That's the gauge in the whole thing. We start feeling sorry for ourselves about some way or something that someone's treated us. We're not giving glory to God. No. Pray. Pray. And allow the Lord to enrich your heart in love to pray. God help us. But brothers and sisters, I am so thankful that this wondrous joy overwhelmingly is what we share in this meeting. I am. I'm grateful to God. And I encourage all of us to be encouraged in that. If we magnify the heresies, we're going to have defeat in this place. We're going to have defeat in our lives. But God help us to again meditate on the good report and the lovely and the true. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Overwhelmingly in this meeting, and I'm not complimenting you, it's the love of God. You can find it. You can seek it out. And matter of fact, it's very apparent. But if you're bent on trying to find the things to complain about, the enemy's right there to meet you. This is not a perfect church, but it sure is a perfect message. And those that will yield to this message will become the spotless, without wrinkle church that will win Him, that will reign jointly with Jesus Christ. It's time to rise up. It's time to rise up. If you want to come away, you're going to need to rise up. Now, God doesn't want us to try to divide things or stir up. But the one thing about the Lord is He'll give you over to what you want to go after. He will never force you. He will not. It's too good. He calls you by love. He draws you with His love. And God help us to always be quickened to respond to the love of God. It's there for you. I don't care what you're facing tonight. I don't care the animosity that you might have towards someone. His love is telling you, come on. Is my love truly what you're after? Then you will rise up and you'll come on. You will. God help us. But this is something that if we choose, we'll go that way. But truly, if we have any inkling or desire to win God's best, this is just His message. This is His scripture. God hates discord. He hates it. He hates it. And the healing never comes if we're going to wallow in discord. And God help us to rise up and to have true repentance. True repentance. A sorrowful heart. Not just shelving something and thinking it was done. Break. Break. He giveth grace to those that will break. But when we start hearing words like I and me, you're not broken. You never have. And you'll never fool God. And the evidence will be the joy of the Lord is not apparent in your life. You'll lash out. You'll be quick to anger. You'll be at times just beside yourself, completely consumed of anything other than the love of God. Sincerity before the Lord, brothers and sisters, is vital to our walk. Vital. I mean vital. To come to Him and truly say, Lord, I'm the man. We've heard that expression, the buck stops here, but it goes way beyond that. I'm the man. Lord, I'm sorry. The wickedness and wretchedness of my pride, the arrogance and defiance, I've hurt your heart. I've been there before. I have. I pray God keep me from going that way. But without it, without us having the faith to be healed, brothers and sisters, every precious and wonderful elder known could lay hands upon you and it won't change a thing. You have to have faith. You have to believe. You have to be broken. Why is he talking about this? Do you want to win God's best? You know, he had this on my heart about 2 or 3 months ago. And how timely. How perfect. How wondrous. But I do rejoice, brothers and sisters, in the oneness of the fellowship in the gospel of Christ. That continues on, as the Lord had me think of it, in this place. Because God has given us fervent love one for another. It's awesome. That's what God gives. It's His grace. And He gives us that fervent love to dwell in. And I truly believe as we've gone on in it, it's because He's given us a double portion. A double portion even of the fellowship of the grace of God. Are you more happy now to see your brothers and sisters in Christ than you've ever been? I can honestly say I am. I'm thankful to God for you. I rejoice, praise God, for what's going on in your life. There's nothing greater, there's nothing better. To be used in the sweet body, and we all are joints, praise God, in this sweet body that His grace supplies so richly. Isn't it wonderful to be used of the Lord like that? But the reason is, brothers and sisters, that it continues on is because of the one thing that we're reading about here, the gospel of Christ. He blesses the gospel of Christ. He blesses the fellowship in the gospel of Christ. I am so thankful that people will call in and ask, well, what are you about? The gospel of Christ. Preaching forth the full counsel of God. Rejoicing and growing up into Him in all things by speaking and preaching and living by His grace, truth and love. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and by nothing else. It's Him, and it's Him alone. It is that simple. Well, I mean, do you swing conservative or do you swing liberal over there? Oh my gosh, did you not hear? I'm free of all that. Praise the Lord. Are you? Are you? Thanks be to God. We see these things playing out right before our eyes because the word of the Lord told us so. But brothers and sisters, let us not be distracted. Let us just keep in tune with the lover. And I'm going to tell you something. We'll arrive someday, as we're going to read about, at the beginning of the Lord's day. Can you imagine saying, I do. Amen. I do. Oh, hallelujah. What a chorus that's going to be. But the reason is because we've realized we're not our own. I say it often, especially to young people, and it's wonderful to say it. Do you realize when you accepted Christ as your Savior, you died? You may think that you're, in a sense, you're alive, but no, you died. Nevertheless, you do live, but Christ lives in you. I don't care how you're behaving. I don't care how you're acting. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think you've denied. If you accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, the faith the size of a microscopic mustard seed, you cannot be separated from the love of God. And I know who's living in there. I do. And I know who wants to live abundantly in there. Because it's the one who tells us, let me, let God quit of yourself. But brothers and sisters, we've yielded over to the truth that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Did you hear that? Have you yielded over to the truth that Christ in us, Christ in you, Christ in me is the hope of glory? Or is something else deceiving you that you think is the hope of glory? A work, an attitude, whatever it may be. Again, God help us increase our faith. Lord, let me apprehend the grace to run and to run well. That it's Christ in you. It's Christ in me. And it's us in Christ, the hope of glory. My goodness, how simple, how wondrous. See, there is no wavering in these saints. Listen to it. From the first day until now, there's where they've been fellowshipping. That's where they've been rejoicing. The gospel of Christ. The gospel of the grace of God. Isn't that wonderful? Satisfied with that wonderful vision of all that beauty and all that wealth. Nothing could compare. Holding fast the crown which thou hast. Thank you, Lord. Not only is there nothing greater, there is nothing to even be mentioned that would be worthy to compare. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the joy. You think about what he says here. The joy. Your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Always and in every prayer of mine for all, you all, making request with joy. You see the joy when we get to pray and rejoice over saints of like precious faith? Do you? I believe you do. But it's wonderful to have a heart like that. To see people that have grown up in the things of the Lord and taken hold of the things of God. Now that was just grace. But I rejoice. I grew up with so many in this meeting. I'm so thankful to God. I've known so many in this meeting for so many years. Praise be to God. I've known some for maybe just a moment in time in some respects. But it doesn't matter. However we've come, that we're running well. Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. It was the message of the grace and glory of God that got you here. It's the thing that's keeping you going. It's not about a building. It's not about a pastor. It's about a message that by the grace of God you receive and that we rejoice in. We're so thankful to Jesus that we've gone this way. We talked about that great grace that so moved and gripped us. Hallelujah. And it's there for every one of God's children. And you even think about this world, the grace of God, that He hasn't just wrapped it up. But He's still calling out. He's still calling out. I would that all men be saved. The most wicked. And I hope you raise your hand. Because our sins, put Him on that cross. But hallelujah. He was rejoicing. It thrilled Brother Paul like no other thing. Because it was God's purpose. And God's plan. And God's provision. Being received. It was a rarity then. And it's a rarity today. It's scarce. It's called a goodly pearl. Sold all that he had to come and find her. There's a lot of wood, hay, and stubble. There just is. God said there would be. And that's going to burn. Thanks be to God that you can't be separated from his love. But he said, build that gold and silver and precious stone. Yeah. I think we're getting it. Even more. Not that we didn't before, but my goodness, my salvation's new every day. How about yours? It is. It's just awesome. And it's wonderful how God brings us into that room and how expansive it is. I told you about that movie that many of you have seen, that where they're searching for that treasure and he gets down there. I forget what it was called, but doesn't really matter. But he got down in that basement and he could kind of see a little bit of those jewels and things down there. And couldn't really get it out, but he knew. And yeah, it was called that National Treasure. And he saw just little bits and pieces of it. And he says, oh man, I found the mother lode. And then he sees that there's these trenches of oil that had been down there for years in this big old kind of a chasm in the ground. And he lights it. And you think, oh, well, it's just going to lighten up this room. But the rooms were endless. They're endless. In the ages to come, the exceeding riches of His grace. Woo! The exceeding riches of His grace. Are you listening to that? To us. In His kindness. Like He needed to be kind. Oh my goodness. As Paul said, he didn't come to baptize. He didn't come to baptize. He came to preach the gospel of Christ. He came to preach the gospel of the grace of God. He came to preach the gospel of the grace and glory to be used to build the bride that will marry Jesus Christ. What do you think? What are we being used for, brothers and sisters? Do you know how valuable you are to God? Do you realize the ministry that is in the saints? The testimony that's in you? Think of all the things that God has been bringing forth to us in all of these messages. I think how exactly perfect it is. I assure you, I take no credit at all. And that is not in any humility. That's just an absolute fact. It's just the truth. Because only God could do that. And you think about how beautiful He brings these things out so absolutely, perfectly, and the timing and line upon line. You talk about Him just building that perfect work. Listen. Listen to His word. Brother Paul had a heart to be a vessel. He had a heart to be a vessel. And I've been encouraged so many times. A vessel, a true vessel, is one that adds to the usefulness of the husband. These aren't just sayings. These aren't just things to memorize here. Let it expand in here. God using you? God using me? Huh? Oh, the work of grace is marvelous. Making us the people, making us the vessels that we could never be because of the treasure. Because of the treasure. Oh, hallelujah. I hope you're enjoying this. I am. He preached the message to grow up into a readied wife for Jesus Christ. He preached a revelation to the true worshiper who had a heart to go after the grace to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He preached that to you. His word never returns void. He preached it to you. Praise the Lord. This is for us. And then, brothers and sisters, it's in that precious, all-powerful word of His grace that we get over here to verse 6. And let's read that again together. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident. This is a state of right now. Not someday. It's going on. And notice, it's a word that I use. Being. Because it's the word that He uses. Just be. And be confident, is He saying here. Being confident. It's a state of complete assurance. This word in the Greek, there is no doubt. It's absolute. There's no trying to get there. It's by faith. I am there. The provision has already been made. I have it. I've already been blessed with this. It's part of the all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ package. Is it or not? Why are we not living it? It's already ours. He's already given it. But by God's grace, He enlightens the eyes of my understanding to realize who I am in Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, do you believe that it's all you, God? It's all your workmanship? Huh? Do you really believe that? Do you believe that you're truly that? And I don't say it just a lump, but you're a precious lump to Him. And you're on that wheel. And that He is the master. I don't read about anybody assisting Him. I don't read about anybody else there. Now, I understand the Godhead is, don't get me wrong. So let's not get funny, but they're one. And this masterwork is such a oneness. If we will be still and know that He is God. Oh my goodness. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it just beyond to fall upon His breast? To let Him, just let Him. I don't know what else to say. It's just to let Him. Oh my goodness. And just a whole infinite load of thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. It was all your doing, Lord. It was all your enabling, Lord. Oh, by grace and grace alone I am what I am. See, that no doubt of grace will cause you to be obedient to the Word of God. It will. Because it's what it is. It's what He said. He's written it here. This is who I am. Christ is in me. We're well able to take it. And not someday. Now. Being confident now. See, you delay in being confident in the provision that God has given you. It's going to pass you by. It's going to pass you by. There is an urgency to be called the wife that has made herself ready. When He comes for His bride, she's been occupying as His readied wife. She's ready. She's proven by grace. By grace. Oh, Jesus. See, that's why Brother Paul was confident. That's why Brother Paul was confident in what God was going to do in these saints. Because they believed the grace of God. Because they apprehended the grace of God. Because they believed in the grace of God for everything in their life. And that equals, brothers and sisters, the day of Jesus Christ. The day it begins. The first trumpet call. Praise God. She's confident. I'll be there. Not that I've already apprehended. Oh, no. By grace, I'm confident that He'll have this finished work with joy unspeakable and full of glory. See, she descends from heaven having the glory of God, doesn't she? She's filled with all the fullness of God. Joy unspeakable. That's the evidence. That's the evidence. If you're not full of joy, brothers and sisters, and don't give me an excuse of why you're not. Because the word of the Lord tells us that there's joy in the sorrow. There's joy in the testing. There's joy always in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. How wonderful. How undeserved. But it's His word. Now, brothers and sisters, this is truly a verse that says, Lord, You started it. You did it. You it was You that begun it. I like it. Let's just get real. You know, let's get real down to the base. Huh? See, if you be a base, then maybe you grow up. Huh? Oh, that's a big amen. I pray all of us are screaming amen. You're just a little bit too shy. But You started it, Lord, and You're doing it, Lord, and You'll finish it, Lord. Now, I don't read anything about anything right there except the Lord. Grace started it, grace performs it, and grace finishes it. Amen. Amen. Now, You desire this more, Lord, than we could ever imagine. It's all grace. It's all the Lord. As we said earlier, I am Your workmanship. See, this is when we let the new man reign. Be who You are in Christ. When these things rise up that cause you to live a lie, And think about what you know. Think about who you are in Christ, the message that God has brought to you. Grace. But how are we living? More than conquerors. Huh? Christ liveth in me. Come on. This is wondrous stuff. Letting the new man reign. The mind of Christ has come to rule. And that new man, that God is created in righteousness and true holiness. He arises. He rises up. Praise the Lord. How awesome. Now often we just want to get caught up, as I said kind of earlier. Well, I'm just a lump. Oh, I'm just a lump. Oh, the grace of God. I'm trusting the Lord. That's how a lump acts. Now, I appreciated a story of how Michelangelo came to bring about his masterpiece, David. That's a wondrous sculpture. It's beautiful. If the Lord allow me someday, I'd love to see it. Seen lots of pictures. Used to hear Brother Hill tell how beautiful, how amazing. Never seen anything like it. It is. It's a masterpiece. But if you know the story about that lump of marble was a lump to everybody who saw it. It actually was known as an imperfect piece of marble. And I am confident that when Michelangelo said, I want that one, that people snickered and laughed. And said, well, nothing will come out of that. That's a waste of time. Amazing what came out of an imperfect piece of marble. Do you realize God sees a masterpiece in you? It's all He sees. It's all He wants. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to a full, complete, exact, intimate, the knowledge of husband and wife. That's what that no means. Don't be shy. Shyness will get you nowhere. Think about how that song, A Solomon Lover, comes. Just singing of her beauty. And she finally gets it. No, I'm going to sing a hymn. There's no playing hard to get anymore. I'm not looking at the mirror. I'm not going to be slow to the door. Bang! I'm going to be there when He's ready. And He's ready all the time. And He wants me to come sup with Him every single moment. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter of all these different things that God, those are just the after effects, what you're doing in this life. Don't get caught up into that. He set that table for you and Him alone. It's a candlelight dinner for two. It's awesome. Don't pass it by. Don't pass it by. Oh my goodness. But see, maybe that's really the struggle of our lives, brothers and sisters, is really receiving the faith to have a vision of who we are in Christ. Receiving the vision of who we are in Christ and what Christ sees in us. I'm talking about His life. I'm talking about all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, which is in Christ, and Christ liveth in me. And what He sees in that life and wants it to become. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that all of His life is in us. Every bit. It's all there. All the DNA, the seed, praise be to God, it's all there. And not just as a brother said, oh, yeah, it's all there to go to heaven. I said, no. We're already seated in the heavens in Christ. I am already there. Because He has done that. That is finished. But now, hallelujah. But what about His all-glorious bride? Is that a desire? Is that something that, as Brother David was such a type of, and as he said so sweetly, my heart panteth after him. I'm delirious. Paul begins to express this great love here in verse 7. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Man, you talk about love. You talk about love, and that wasn't just for Brother Paul. He said, not unto me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. And this is an evidence of loving his appearing, is wanting to see the sons grow up into him in all things, till we all come. That would be something on all of our hearts. Not just for a pastor, not just for a teacher, not just for an elder, not just for somebody who's been in the meeting for a long time, till we all come. This is the very heart of the bride. This is the very heart of the readied wife. And he says here, it's meet for me. It's meet. See, it's what God desires. And we're to follow Paul as he followed Christ. God desires this for you. It's okay to love. It really is. It's a wonderful thing to love. And to love everybody to finish with a full joy. To want it. To encourage. To exhort. Sometimes to rebuke. I don't know. But God knows. But that's God's desire for who we are in Christ. And truly, brothers and sisters, this is our rejoicing because this is His rejoicing. And Brother Paul says, because I have you in my heart. You see, back in verse 3, it says that they were on his mind in his prayers. But now it's not just on his heart. It's in his heart. The very heart of God. See, that's only the heart that God could give you. You wouldn't run otherwise. You wouldn't go through the valley of the shadow of death if it wasn't for the grace of God giving you a vision and a knowledge of how much He loves you and how amazing it is to be loved by the Lord and how incredible it is to receive the grace of God to love Him back. And to pray for that love that loves Him truly. Now listen to this. In what God is looking for His Son, a readied wife. I don't believe there's a brother here that was married that married someone that they didn't believe loved him as much as they did. If you did, it's equal, it's the same. When I married my wife, I knew she loved me. And she knew I loved her. There was no doubt. You talk about a peace that passes understanding. But this is the one that passes all understanding. Beyond even the mind, the heart of man. What we can even share here someday, it's going to take a glorified body like unto His own to really step into. Because she's going to be like Him. She's going to see Him as He is. She's going to look into His eyes fully and He's going to look into hers. Now, you talk about a body compacted and tightly fit. You love to love. We love to gather. We love to be a sweet smelling sacrifice. Amen? Amen. Desire that. And if you don't desire that, ask the Lord to give it to you. You're hurting the Lord. It injures the body. I don't want to do anything to the offense of the gospel of Christ, and I know you don't either. With what we have? This is agape love through and through. God help us to realize the depth of this precious seventh verse. It is perfection because it's beginning to bring the heart of the virtuous woman. It is. Not just on mind, not just in heart, but believe it or not, even in testimony of love in deed and in truth. A prisoner for them, the body, as he was for the head, Jesus Christ. So Christ-like is the heart of bridal saints. Oh, how I love you in Christ, he's saying here. In his stonings and in his beatings and his shipwrecks. And the times that he will come to say, oh, all in Asia have forsaken me. My heart breaks. We're getting to a time where there's a famine for the Word of God. I don't like to see, naturally speaking, one of the things that has always hurt my heart to see, even on TV, are children that are malnourished, their bones, the skin just hanging down. Skin and crying out for food and even so weak they can't even cry. How much more the Word of God? How much more the Word of God? People are starved today. There's lots of praying, isn't there? Sure that all men be saved, but this is the time truly, because that's where it has to begin. But to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Brother Paul said, but yet the loss of all these things, yet but dung. All these beatings, all this suffering, all but dung. All for the excellency of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Quickly the Spirit gets him right on where it needs to be. It's not moved. This isn't about me. It's about Christ in me. And the moment we get to fussing is the moment that it's not about Christ in me. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Christ. Is that just for Brother Paul? Is it you too? What's preaching the gospel of Christ in you? Sure, it's in our words, in our speech, our conversation, manner of life. That's testimony. They observe you. They're taking note. Is my joy in my walk? Is that the answer that I'm giving? It's not just in a testimony. Not just showing up on Sundays and Wednesdays. Even Fridays. Praise the Lord if you do. The continuing joy. The joy unspeakable and full of glory. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? Grace, grace, grace. Quicken me to the joy of the Lord is my strength. But woe to us if we preach not the gospel of Christ. And that woe is a complete loss of the reward, brothers and sisters. If I profess not this great love always. He loves the head as the body. That's what's coming out here. It's one. You can't isolate that. Christ in me and Christ in you is Christ. Amen. And that wondrous body, that glorious church that will marry him, she's one. And that love has to be without dissimulation. It's just what it is. Don't like to say requirement. It's just what it is. You don't marry somebody and say, well, you're required to love me. You're nuts. That's not a marriage. And that's not God. Because he doesn't force. It's just too good to pass up. It's just too good not to receive. But he loves the body as the head. There is no difference. And this is a brother that the Holy Ghost has encouraged. That the love of God has been shed abroad in that heart. To say, Lord, I want to be a vessel. I want to be a vessel. I want grace to make me a vessel of honor, a vessel of glory, a vessel that truly adds to the usefulness of you, a vessel truly that is set apart solely and only and completely for the Master's use. What do you think? Want to be a yielded vessel like that? Do you really have that desire? The evidence will be the joy of the Lord. The evidence by the grace of God will be a vessel to the praise and glory and honor. To the praise of His glory. Praise be to God. Let's stand and be dismissed.